Proclamation number 8946 of 1st of March, 1965. God does not require of man more than he is able to perform. When you insert yourselves into the law of my eternal order, when you let my will be your concern, when you fulfill the commandment of love towards God and neighbor, then you also change your nature and slowly take on your original nature, where you did not move differently than in my eternal order, where everything was determined by the principle of love, where you could not work differently than in my will. And that is the aim, which you are to reach in earth life, which I constantly present to you through my word from above as being most highly blissful for you and about which I give you information how you can reach it. And so that you are able to reach this aim, I provide you with power at the same time with the supply of my word from above. You therefore need not fear that I demand something of you, which would be impossible for you to achieve. Because I only demand from my creatures what every creature can achieve. Because my love towards you is so great that I will truly not overtax you. And because I also know that you are weak. Because my opponent still has power over you. But immeasurable is also my treasure of favor, which is at your disposal. Because I acquired this favor for you through my death on the cross. Therefore you only need to make use of this treasure of favor to safely reach your aim. My adversary certainly has great power over you, but only your will is enough that he turns towards me, and you then receive power in excess to make yourselves free out of his power. But this will must come out of you freely. I cannot and will not force this will. But also your opponent can exert no force on you. He certainly keeps you in darkness, but I bring you a light, in the shine of which you recognize the way, which you are to go. It is only the way of faith and love. This alone is the law of eternal order, into which you have to insert yourselves, if you want to reach me in happiness. And when you accept that light, then also at the same time with the light the power is given to you to be able to live according to my will. And you'll achieve the transformation of your nature with ease, because you are never without spiritual help, you just have to direct your look towards the kingdom, which one day is to receive you. And you will always feel this help. Again and again the world of light will support you. Because as soon as you just strive for your spiritual aim, you will also be provided from the with a power current, which makes every overcoming possible for you, which cannot be prevented by my opponent, because your inner thinking, which is meant for me, wars him off and takes all power over you from him. But this aim should always be desirable to you, because then you will also get rid of your earthly form. And you can swing yourselves up into the spheres of light and happiness, while on the other hand you will be banished into matter again and everything already achieved so far is invalid, of which you cannot be warned seriously enough. For all my love is meant for you, yet I cannot create a blissful state for you against your will, nor can I forcibly snatch you from my adversary's clutches. I can only ever help you to give me your will yourselves. But then your aim will also be secured, then you will insert yourselves into the law of eternal order, and then your fate can only be an exceedingly blissful one. Amen.